This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got quite a bit going on in the world, in the news, in America. And why? Because we got always got leftists. We got complainers. We got people that thrive on chaos. Some of it's good for us, though. Pelosi's getting challenged. And I don't – look, here's what I'll tell you. It doesn't matter who the Speaker of the House is. If it's a Democrat, it's going to be a deranged moron, a fool. The Democrats are going to put a fool in charge of their party. That's what they're going to do. Pick your poison. You want Pelosi or you want Adam Schiff? Who do you want? Take who you want and we'll be – make it Ocasio-Cortez. That's what I said. Let her be it. She's crying poverty right now. I don't know if you guys saw this. She said, I can't afford to live in Washington, D.C. Really? Oh, my goodness. You picked your poison. You got elected. She lives in New York, by the way. And she's like, I can't afford to get an apartment in D.C. Well, welcome to the party, girl. Welcome to what bureaucracy does. Maybe you should go live out in, I don't know, Virginia or Maryland. And have to drive in, fight that D.C. traffic every morning and see what she bought herself into. She'll be rich soon. She's either going to be gone in one term or she'll be filthy rich soon and she'll play the game. Because let me tell you, you don't go to D.C. and challenge the big money types like Pelosi and get away unscathed. They can't kill her. Because she's too important for him. As Tom Perez says, she's the future of the party. You can't kill the future of the party, but they can make her life miserable. They can make it so miserable she sells out. Huh? Where's the ghost of Bernie Sanders? Anyway, Pelosi's getting challenged. Maybe Ocasio-Cortez does it. I don't know who wants to be in that position, but bring it. Was it Nadler out of New York? Maybe he wants to be the next guy. The Democrats have dossier troubles. There's more evidence against the FBI that we'll go into this quarter, or this segment in this quarter. Yeah, this quarter. This is going to last 3 months. This. Oh, man, I guess we should tell them who they're listening to. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And here's the thing. I'm going to give you some information about stuff. It's for you to discern. Yeah, I'm a professor, but I want to challenge you to think. That's what I'm doing here. I'm not here to tell you my view. I'm here to tell you, hey, have you thought about this? Have you looked at it from this perspective? And then you take all your life experiences and apply all that great logic and reason that has gotten you to where you are today, that has made you successful. And by the way, you've had many failures. I talked about this the other day. The one key component of success, no matter where you see it, is somebody that has failed. And they didn't fail once. They didn't fail twice. They didn't fail dozens of times. They didn't fail hundreds of times. They failed thousands of times in their lives. And all of it led to the point where they are now fearless in attacking anything that comes their way. I am one of the biggest failures you've ever met. I used to get my butt kicked when I started martial arts. I mean, just go to class and blah, 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 blah. People that you're like, how's this guy beating me? He doesn't look like he can beat me. He's 3 years younger than I am, and he's 20 pounds lighter or whatever. Or she's a girl. Give me your whatever excuse you had. When I started into martial arts, you got thumped. When I tried to learn how to skate, I fell so many times, I could barely move the next day. I'll never forget it. You know, I can skate now. I'm no disco skater. Yeah. Actually, I was a disco skater. We did a dance routine on skates one time. I go back and look at that stuff and go, I'm glad there's not a whole lot of footage of this. But my point is, whatever you're good at, you failed at it a lot. You may be a savant at doing it. You know what I'm saying? You may be an artist and you have a natural ability to do it. But I promise you, when you go back and look at what you did in the beginning, you're like, ooh, it was horrible. I wasn't as good as I thought I was. It took failure to make you a success. But, you know, people look at us and go, hey, you guys failed in the election. You failed to do this or failed to do that. No, we didn't. We are still training. And you know what we're doing? We're starting on the winning side of that failure. See, there comes a point where when you start something, you're failing a lot. You know, if you want to be a great skater, you're going to fall, and then eventually you're not going to fall. You're going to catch yourself. And then you're going to start doing it okay and better. And every now and then you'll fall, but you'll spring right back up. And then you know what happens eventually? You fall a heck of a lot less. You start trying the triple axels and the quadruple axels. Or you can skate like a, I don't know, like a puck on glass, right? You just got it down. Because you are now on the other side of that, where you're going to win many, many more times than you fail. But it doesn't mean your training is over. Your training is still going on. And that's what I love about us. But the Democrats, they don't train. They win by cheating. And so they've cheated their way into the House, and now they got a decision to make. Who do we get? Do we get Pelosi? They're setting themselves up to be the retro party. The retro party. Yeah. And they're going to go back to the future of Barack Obama. They're going to put Pelosi in. It's going to be a reminder of everything that we hate. And 2020's coming. And you know what that means? It means we look good. Because over the next 2 years, Donald Trump's going to be a rock star. Don't worry about that part. Donald Trump will be a rock star. There is nothing that the left is going to be able to significantly do to influence what happens with Trump in the next 2 years. Not economically. It's all set into motion. Now all Donald Trump has to do is build the marketing engine that says, ooh, look at that trade deficit going down. Ooh, look at these corporations that still continue to invest. Wow, look at this manufacturing that keeps coming back into America. Boy, look at this prosperity of what's going on here. And then he can go out and start building big markets. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to build a market in South Korea, in North Korea. He's going to build markets on the continent of Africa. And he's going to dilute what the Chinese and others have been doing. Because they're going to be losing a lot more of our money. The Middle Easterners are not going to get as much of our money. We're going to be pulling ourselves out of wars and things like this. And the Democrats are still going to be fighting. They're trying to figure out. 16 Democrats wrote a letter saying, we don't want Nancy Pelosi. They say, we will vote for new leadership when the House picks its leaders in January. So, I don't know. You know, you tell me what you think this is. I don't know. I'm not trying to figure it out. But I'll tell you this. What I do know is the Democrats are in trouble. They know they didn't win on a mandate. They didn't win on any type of party platform or anything. They still don't know what their messaging is. So Nancy Pelosi has got a fight on her hands. And all we got to do is help them understand why they're fighting each other. Because they have nothing. They're lost ships. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats claim racism in the midterms. The Democrats at the National Party headquarters get this coordinated illegal voting in Nevada, Arizona, Texas, Florida, Georgia, Montana, and Colorado. It was called Shadow Wagon. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. While these leftist clowns were cheating in every place that they were trying to flip the Senate, in every place where they were cheating on House seats, every state where they want to make turn from red to purple and ultimately to blue, they then cry racism. Yep. They lost, so hey, it's got to be racism, right? All these white women voting for Republicans, what's up with that, white women? What are you doing? Talk about that more in just a second, but they said at issue is the defeat of Andrew Gillum in Florida's race and Stacey Abrams in the Georgia governor's race. Democrats tried to undo those races, you know, with the after-hours voting, the after-days voting, the finding of boxes of ballots in the back of people's cars, the losing of the chain of evidence of how people voted, and they tried to get Gillum in, they tried to get Stacey Abrams in. And it didn't work. And those two candidates failed because they're black. Oh, and by the way, Beto O'Rourke, you know, the Irishman that pretends to be a Mexican, he lost too because, well, he's an honorary Mexican. He does speak Spanish. Yeah. They say that Donald Trump's America is just one tweet away from repealing the 13th Amendment. Bernie Sanders, who abandoned his native Brooklyn from Vermont, the whitest state in the nation, insisted white voters are, quote, uncomfortable voting for a black candidate. This is a country that elected a black president that now has blacks serving throughout every part of the country. And he says, oh, no. You know, that it's you guys are racist because you don't want these black candidates in. No, I didn't want. Let me tell you, as a black man, I didn't want Stacey Abrams as the governor of Georgia. I can't even imagine she got that close. Gillum in Florida, Floridians, you should be ashamed of yourselves. This idea that you're voting for this man because you're going to make your state have its first black governor, fine, have its first black governor. How about you look at Jennifer Carroll? She was your first black lieutenant governor. Wow. Barack Obama won more than 100 more electoral votes than his running mate, than the guy who was running against Mitt Romney, and we're still hearing cries of racism. This is unbelievable. All because Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton in something that wasn't supposed to happen. And here's the other thing about this story. What's interesting to me is now they're saying the Democrats in their losses. This was something I saw on USA Today. I'm going to pull it up right now. They said in politics, the title of it was In Politics, losing just might be a winning proposition. Can candidates win while losing? Some of the Democratic stars of the midterms did not prevail in their elections. Beto O'Rourke returned to Washington on Tuesday, not as a senator-elect from Texas, but as a retiring congressman from El Paso. Andrew Gillum officially lost his bid to be Florida governor after a recount. Stacey Abrams hoped to force a runoff with the Secretary of State Brian Kemp in the Georgia governor's race, but conceded Friday. Traditionally, a campaign is a zero-sum game. One wins, one loses. But in the age of social media, at a time of hunger for authentic voices, and amid a wide-open debate about the future message and messengers of the Democratic Party, it's possible that even a losing candidate could emerge as a rising voice. These socialist racists who will run on nothing but lies are the people of it. That's the Democrats' new party, right? They're the new Ocasio-Cortezes of the world. Gillum has a future, they say. Maybe he does. Maybe he does. If we just allow them to make, you know, huge stars out of people who never should see the light of day. Gillum ran his mayor. He ran it into the ground. And they wanted to make him the governor. And they put a lot of money in this guy. O'Rourke raised, I think that was the most expensive Senate race probably in history. That guy raised a fortune. He is a multimillionaire if he never runs at anything else. And let me tell you, he's going to declare to be president. I can almost guarantee you he will. There are going to be people going, let's make Beto president. Woohoo! I almost want to start it for him and start Beto for president and get that leftist money just flowing in, man, just flowing in. Anyway, they're telling us these are the three new stars of the Democratic Party. Ocasio-Cortez doesn't even know the branches of government, and she's now a congressperson. Have you heard? I don't know if you guys saw this story. Yeah, she doesn't even know the branches of government. So we get, you're either racist if you didn't vote for these guys. We're hearing you're racist if you, Kirsten Powers said it. You're racist if you're a woman and you didn't vote. I mean, it's ridiculous. You guys want to hear, we got that clip, right?
Kirsten Powers, Alice Stewart, and Stephanie Jones Rogers. She is a professor of history at UC Berkeley and the author of They Were Her Property. Hello, one and all. This is a very important conversation. I'm sure it's going to stir up some controversy in a number of different quarters. So be prepared to that, for that. So thank you for joining us. Kirsten, we start with you. There's been a lot of talk about why white women support President Trump despite of, or perhaps because of, his policies and his tone. What's your take on this?
Well, I think there's a lot of different ways that we have to look at this. I think one of the first things is that people will say that they support him for reasons other than his racist language, which we don't have time to go through, but there's all sorts of things starting from the launch of his campaign all the way up until the latest campaign, the way he demonized people trying to come to our country on the caravan. And they'll say, well, I'm not racist. I just voted for him because, you know, I didn't like Hillary Clinton. And I just want to say that that doesn't make you not racist. It actually makes you racist. If you support somebody who does racist things, that makes you racist. So I just want to establish that. As for why white women do it, I think we have to recognize that white men are doing it as well, but I think sometimes we would hope that we would get better behavior from white women because white women are themselves oppressed and that they would therefore be able to align themselves with other oppressed people. But I think we have to remember that the white patriarchal system actually benefits white women in a lot of ways, and they're attached to white men who are benefiting from the system that was created by them for them, and their fathers and their husbands and their brothers are benefiting from the system, and so they are also benefiting.
Wow. I got to tell you, white women, woo, you got it good, right? You got it bad, but you got it good. I mean, that is the most rigmarole I've heard in a long time. I could literally dissect that, pardon me, that clip for an entire hour. We don't have time. We only got seconds left in this particular segment. Are you kidding me? That was just painful to listen to.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know how- USA Radio News.
Rain is falling in Northern California, which is helping provide relief to the firefighters battling the deadly campfire. The storms have the potential of bringing anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of rain. Cal Fire Chief Ken Pimlott does say the search will go on, though, for the nearly 800 that are still missing.
There are hundreds of law enforcement and search and rescue personnel that will continue this effort. This is critical. It's an incredibly, critically important component to try to recover these individuals.
Airports across the country are jammed with holiday travelers. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky speaks to an extremely busy SkyCap who tries to stay upbeat at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
Very frantic. They having meltdowns everywhere.
Deontay, a super friendly SkyCap here at Southwest, busy helping customers in all moods with their luggage and boarding passes.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to get into these dossier troubles for the Democrats. Before I do that, I want to talk. I alluded to Ocasio-Cortez crying poverty. And here's what this Democratic socialist, newly elected to Congress, complained about. She said she couldn't afford an apartment in D.C. until she began collecting her congressional salary. But according to the New York Times, this is what she said. I have 3 months without a salary before I'm a member of Congress. So how do I get an apartment? Those little things are very real. So she's trying to connect with her. The people that she voted, you know, she's voting to protect, right? All the little people of New York. Now, here's what Fox News found out. They said records show she has more than enough to plunk down on an apartment in the U.S. Capitol. It said she has between $15,001 to $50,000 in her checking account as of the end of April 2018. This is the financial disclosure report. It says she also has an investment account valued somewhere between $1,000 and $15,000. Real estate website Zillow states that the median rent in D.C. is $2,700. She's going to bring home $174,000 a year for serving in Congress. That minimum of $15,000 that Ocasio-Cortez has in the bank is 15 times the amount, 57% of the average Americans, that the average American has in their savings account. And this is from USA Today. The average American has less than $4,000 in savings. 57% of adults have less than $1,000 to their names. Ocasio has had some difficulty speaking the complete unvarnished truth on dealing with facts before. Last summer, she claimed she had a hard life growing up in the Bronx, yet her late father, Sergio Cortez Roman, bought a quaint three-bedroom in Yorktown Heights, New York, in 1991 when she was about two. In her campaign page bio, she conveniently did not mention that her family moved from Parkchester to Westchester County when she was 5 years old. She later changed her bio. In July, left-leaning PolitiFact rated her claim pants on fire that unemployment was low because everybody has two jobs and people are working 60, 70, 80 hours a week and can barely feed their families. In August, the Washington Post ran a piece debunking many of her claims. Some of those claims included, why aren't we incorporating the cost of all funeral expenses of those who died because they can't afford access to health care? This is part of our cost, the cost of our system. She said, ICE is the only criminal investigative agency, the only enforcement agency in the United States that has a bed quota. So ICE is required to fill 34,000 beds with detainees every single night, and that number has only been increasing since 2009. Here's another one. They, the National Democrats, were campaigning most when we had more of an American middle class. This upper middle class is probably more moderate, but that upper middle class does not exist anymore in America. And the reason the Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act is because they rule that each of the monthly payments that everyday Americans make is a tax. And so while it may not seem like we pay the tax on April 15th, we pay it every single month, or we do pay it at tax season if we don't buy. You know, these plans off the exchange. If it sounds like I'm reading from a person who is, you know, kind of lost in space, that's what I was doing. Those are all quotes from Ocasio-Cortez. Oops, what's this thing in my mouth? What is that? Piece of junk. Anyway, this woman's crazy. And I only bring her up just to highlight the lunacy of leftism in general. Lying, disingenuous people that will say anything, do anything. She's lied about her past. She lies about how much money she has in the bank. Says she's going to struggle until she starts making more money than she ever dreamed she would make in her lifetime. And this is only the beginning. If she plays her cards right and she plays ball, this girl will be a star. She's dumber than a box of rocks. She's dumber than Barack Obama. And that's hard to believe. You can be that stupid. Now, I know there are leftists out there, oh, Kevin, you're jealous of Barack Obama. He's not dumb. Yeah, he is. He's dumb. He's dumb. He's as dumb as she is. He said things literally just as stupid, and people ignore it because that's what they do. That's what the left does. They ignore the things that Barack Obama is said or done. Guy's a whole man. To go back and look at his record compared to Trump, I said it earlier in the broadcast. Only a clown would do that because you don't want to embarrass yourself. Anyway, I wanted to talk about this dossier stuff because Molly Hemingway said there's such a huge, huge tell when reporters are nervous about getting more transparency and information legally. Not from suspiciously selective leaking regarding Russian collusion theory they've been pushing for 2 years. Sarah Carter said this, the Office of the National Director, the Director of National Intelligence and the Department of Justice, including the FBI, are to provide for immediate declassification of the following pages, and this is for the FISA applications. Now, the reason why I brought this up is because I want you to understand this circle of doom is closing in. You ever seen, you know, like I think when they talk about glaucoma, they talk about how the vision slowly creeps in, and you know, it gets darker and darker around the edges, and then eventually all you can see is in a little circle. That's what you have right now with the Democrats. It's closing in. And the more it closes in, the more desperate they get. But here's the problem. Desperation makes you act impulsively. And that's where the Democrats are. The problem is they don't have the deep state swamp rats like they had under Obama. They no longer have the protection of a president who says, I'll look the other way. They no longer have people in charge of all these clandestine agencies that are willing to be complicit. Oh, I know. There's still deep state operatives in there. James O'Keefe exposed them. But you can't keep it up. Eventually, the veneer starts to crack, and once it does, water leaks in and it expands that particle board that you were disguising as wood, and you start getting the blistering. You ever seen that effect on those particle boards, that cheap stuff? That's what you had. You had cheap government, a government that was built on fantasy. The idea that they could keep this little fantasy going, this house of cards built. And man, you wrecked it. Give yourselves a hand, conservatives. You wrecked it. So they said, the FBI is now under fire. And my question when I saw this story was, how would you interview someone you felt would be the next leader of the free world? How would you interview them? See, that's what the FBI thought of Hillary Clinton. One of the four FBI agent case agents working on the Hillary Clinton email investigation, who was also one of the two FBI agents who interviewed her at the conclusion of that investigation triumphantly referred to Clinton as the president 4 days after that interview, 4 months before the election. Now, I want you to think about the mindset you have going in as you're interviewing someone that you go, this is going to be the president of the United States. How would you interview him? Would you interview him differently than if you thought, this is a potential scoundrel who has tried to steal an election, who has tried to get over on the American people, who has made millions, if not billions of dollars in fraudulent money, who has been complicit in crimes against humanity? The article continues, later on election day, in an instant message exchange with another FBI agent who had also worked on the Clinton investigation, the FBI agent declared, "Screw you, Trump." This is the agent that interviewed Hillary Clinton, called her Mr. President, or the President, 4 days after the interview, 4 months before the election, and on election day says, "Screw you, Trump." The other agent said in the same instant message exchange, "You should know that I'm with her." These are the people that interviewed Hillary Clinton. And you wonder why Hillary Clinton is in big trouble when they bring her big, fat, white buttocks back in front of Congress under oath and they say, "Now what was asked?" I can't wait. The two FBI investigators who were in a relationship while they were working on the Clinton email investigation later married each other. This report was released by the Inspector General for the Department of Justice, and they referred to these two FBI agents, not by name, but as Agent 1 and Agent 5. Now, Mueller, I'm just wondering, when are you going to get involved in this? The report said the FBI agents, "We identified two instant messages that they appeared to combine a discussion of politics with the mid-year investigation." They called it MYE, mid-year exam. On July 2nd, the FBI interviewed Hillary Clinton about her use of private email server as a Secretary of State in the presence of classified information that was sent through the server. But according to the IG report, the FBI had already decided not to prosecute Clinton prior to this interview unless she confessed or lied. By the time of Clinton's interview on July 2nd, we found that the mid-year agents and prosecutors, along with Comey, had decided that absent a confession or false statements by Clinton, the investigation would be closed without charges. They did it willy-nilly, arbitrarily. 3 days later, Comey unilaterally announced that the FBI would not be recommending charges, despite evidence of potential violations of statutes. I'm not going to repeat what he said because it's not even worth it. Then he called what they did remarkable work. How would you have been treated? I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Crazy leftist. So Eric Holder says he won't call Trump president. Yeah. He says, the Make America Great Again mindset is, quote, rooted in fear. And he lashed out at President Trump by saying he'll never call him president. Look, I have no issue with Holder saying this. None. I want to be very clear. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If I said anything about Holder, I'd be hypocritical. Now, the only difference, I think, between what I'm going to tell you about Holder and me is I'm not a public official. I've never been in government. I'm just a person that looks at things and says, I don't believe in it. Now, Holder as a private citizen can do exactly what I said, which is I said I would not call Obama President Obama. I don't find him presidential at all. I never did. I found him anti-American. And that's why I wouldn't do it. Now, I disagree with Holder in the sense of, you know, what he feels about Trump. But I understand it coming from his warped, you know, sensibilities. Yeah, he probably doesn't want to recognize it because Donald Trump is standing between him and his meals. This sort of thinking, he says, this Make America Great mindset is not only flawed, it's rooted in fear. He was at a Human Rights Campaign national dinner. And it favors an imagined past over a realistic future. An imagined past. See, let me tell you why Democrats never want black people to reflect on that imagined past. Because the reality of that past is black folks were doing fantastic. That's right. I said it. You can quote me. Send it to Fox News and see if they'll fire me. I've been fired, just in case for you guys not getting the joke. But here's the deal. They don't want black people to remember the time when our neighborhoods thrived, when they were safe, when we had the best schools, the best run businesses. We had community policing, if you will. People knew what other people were doing. We policed ourselves. We made sure the crime rate stayed low. We were the jewel of a city. Now, it was segregated and it was, you know, but look at it this way. You can look at segregation and go, oh, man, those white people didn't want to be associated with us. Okay, no problem. But let me tell you what you do in your life every single day. You don't even think about it. You segregate yourself. Now, you don't do it by color necessarily. You do it by people of character. You say, I don't want to be around that riffraff. You choose your neighborhood because you say, I don't want to be around people who won't take care of their stuff. You segregate. Black people had neighborhoods that were amazing. We had the Cotton Club in Harlem. And we had, I mean, iconic things, places where white folks wanted to go. We had all kinds of amazing, you know, things. I'm just saying, it was a vibrancy in the black community where you did not need to get out of that community if you didn't want to. And if white folks didn't want you, no problem. Because let me tell you what I've always contended that if the white folks had left, the Democrats had left us alone, white people would be begging to come into black neighborhoods. They'd be begging to see our baseball games. The Negro League baseball games sold out every time they came to town. The white folks' games didn't. Negro League would sell out every time. They would beg to watch our boxing matches. They would beg to watch our entertainers. If they left us alone, they would be begging us.
Listen, Kev, you think you could get me a ticket to see Smokey Robinson?
I'm sorry, Mr. White Man, but I'm afraid we're all sold out. Black people have filled that joint up. Maybe we could do an event over on your side of town. They would have been begging us for everything. We could have started our own football league, our own basketball, which we kind of did, the ABA. Anything that we would have started back then, white folks would have been going, what's going on? I tell people this all the time. Look at the ABA and the NBA. Okay, I didn't mean to get off track on this, but we're on it, so let's do it. The ABA and the NBA. So, with the ABA and the NBA played the most boring basketball in the history of man. The ABA had Dr. J and all these great basketball players that were doing these amazing dunks, and they used a different color ball, You know, it was a red, white, and blue ball. And, man, it was, these guys were alley-ooping and behind the backing and all kinds of stuff. They innovated basketball. And you know what the NBA did? They said, man, if we don't start recruiting these guys onto what we're doing, we're done. They begged them. This little basketball group that formed that said, we'll go out there and show you. This is what would have happened. Because you know why? There was a time when black folks said, we don't need what you do. We will innovate. We will make what you do and we'll make it better. When black folks picked up baseball, shoot. Man, Richie went, if I don't start bringing these black folks over, I'm going to be gone. My sport will disappear. The white version of it will be gone. Satchel Paige and all these great players, Josh Gibson, that were revolutionizing the game. The number of games pitched, the speed of the ball, the speed at which these guys performed and ran, how they caught, the types of catches, I mean, that white folks couldn't even dream of doing at the time. No innovation in that sport. Give me your sport, I'll give you innovation. You imagine if Jesse Owens said, I'm not running no white track meets and just ran in black track meets, and they were hearing about the records that were being done by blacks? Long jump, high jump, the sprints, all this stuff. People filling the stadiums. You know why? Because black folks, we supported ourselves. We supported what was going on. I'm just saying, it was a whole different thing. But, Eric Holder, going back to the past is bad. Thinking about the past. No, thinking about the past that you guys had is bad. You get this. Certainly it was not when people were enslaved. Certainly it's not when segregation was the law of the land. Certainly it was not when women were disenfranchised. Certainly it was not when the LGBT community was routinely stigmatized. Yeah, that's all. It all sounds good on paper. Right? But get this. Harvard does its own version of segregation in black people graduating by themselves, and they applaud it. Look at how revolutionary Harvard is. Oh, my gosh. Oh, really? Segregationist Harvard says, hey, black folks, yeah, you want to have your own separate graduation? Okay, wink, wink, we'll let you have it. Go for it. Yeah, you graduated with the black class of Harvard in 2018, not the class of Harvard of 2018. But this is what we deal with these absolute and utter clowns. People like Eric Holder who want to make you believe in that bad past. And you know what he won't do? He will never let you know that it's Democrats that drove every single thing he's talking about. Segregation, women disenfranchisement, LGBT community just being, squat. And I'm not going to lie to you. With respect to the gays, it was a societal thing. Both sides of the aisle looked at gays strangely. So we can both take, wrongfully credit for dehumanizing them. But most of these other things are strictly Democrat. He's not going to tell you that. And then I want to touch on this story. So we've got Melania Trump, who supposedly needed to reach out to Michelle Obama so she can understand how to be a first lady. Not long ago, Michelle Obama was interviewed by Robin Roberts, and she got asked, has Trump reached out and asked you for anything? And she says, no, she hasn't. Now, Roberts didn't ask if Obama had reached out to Bush during her tenure for counsel. It's unbelievable. So Stephanie Grisham, Melania Trump's communication director, said in a statement to CNN that the first lady was not in need of Obama's assistance. Mrs. Trump is a strong and independent woman who's been navigating her role as first lady in her own way. When she needs advice on any issue, she seeks it from her professional team within the White House. Why would I reach out to that clown? Oh, Kevin Jackson called Michelle Obama a clown. I did. I called her a clown. Because a first lady who would incite racism to the degree that she does is a clown. I was really weary of Barack because white people seem to dote on him so much. For the first time in my adult life. Yeah, that's what a clown would say. See, first ladies, people who have couth and class, they don't say crap like that. Unbelievable. They see each other in person three times. The election of Trump as president, November 2016, Obama, Melania invited, Michelle Obama invited Melania to have tea in the White House, a traditional welcoming gesture, and they crossed paths again on Inauguration Day when Trump bought a Tiffany & Company present to the White House as a gift for the Obamas for their departure. And Obama later joked about that moment on the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.